My obsession with all things medical began in 1989 when every Tuesday night I was permitted to watch the newest episode of Rescue 911. In 1991, I was wildly moved by the compassion of Dr. Quinn, medicine woman. She was a gal. She was saving lives in her best frocks, and she had great bedside manner to boot. And I just knew I was going to be a doctor. This medical obsession got worse in 1994 when ER aired. These people were the real deal. They had modern medicine, they had technology, they had nurses that did all their work. But I quickly realized I was behind the game because they would say these big words like, this person needs an MRI, or this person needs to get to the cath lab, and I had no idea what they were talking about. So I did what any teenage girl would do before the age of internet. I took myself to the public library, and I checked out a book on medical terminology, pathophysiology, anatomy and physiology, and some Harvard VHS tapes on surgery. And I made myself a glossary of every term and every acronym that they would say on ER that I didn't understand. So when a doctor would yell out, he needs an EKG, I would go down my glossary list, A, B, C, D, E. Oh, EKG. Oh, it's an electrocardiogram, a cardiac tool used to see the electrical activity of the heart. Got it. But I realized there was something really special on ER that they said a lot. Anytime there was a change in status, or a patient was decompensating, or an ambulance burst through the bay, they would say, he needs a CBC stat. Now, if you've ever been to the doctor, you've probably had a CBC, but I needed to consult my glossary. So I started going down the road. A, B, C, CBC, complete blood count, a diagnostic lab that shows the makeup of the blood at a cellular level. Oh, it contains all the secrets of the universe. Got it. Well, my mother, she was totally on board with this. She definitely wanted a doctor in the family. And so she bought me for Christmas medical books, real medical scrubs, and a nice stethoscope, and I just thought I was the real deal. So when I was in ninth grade, I was getting ready for school, my mom was getting ready for work, and she dropped to the floor suddenly, and she started shaking violently. I ran into my parents' room, and I woke up my dad, and I said, Dad, Mom's having a seizure. And he says, how do you know? Oh, I was so appalled, I was insulted. I said, Dad, I literally have an honorary medical degree from Channel 13. I've seen all 7 seasons of ER. I think I know what I'm talking about. Sure enough, he said, okay, call 911. The EMS arrived and they loaded up my mom. Before they took her out, I made contact with that head EMS guy and I said, hey, when you get to the hospital, don't you forget to run a CBC. I grew up in the small town of Dillingham, and so my mom had to be medevaced here at Anchorage. And the whole time that my parents were here, I was like, Dad, I want a copy of those labs. Whatever they run, you send them home, because I'll figure this out if I can just see that CBC. But the next few years would be a whirlwind of brain tests, medical appointments, medication changes, and university hospital admissions, and my mom's epilepsy got worse and worse and worse. In the first semester of my first year at college here at UAA, I got a phone call from home that my mom had committed suicide. She used a gun in the basement of my childhood home, but she didn't pass right away and was again medevaced into Anchorage. I met my dad and the ICU intensivist in the conference room, and we all sat down together, and he said, I'm so sorry. We've run every test. There is no brain activity. I looked at him and I said, "Well, what was on that CBC?" And he got up and left. The next person that came in was a beautiful woman with a cute little bun and a pencil skirt and an armful of paperwork. She sat down and started talking to my dad, and I'm just processing what just happened and the news I had just received until I looked up and this woman was crying. And I said, "I'm so sorry, I didn't catch your name." And she said, "My name is Deb. I'm an organ recovery nurse. Your mom was such a gift here on earth, and she can continue to be a gift to so many people. I'd like to talk to you and your dad about donating her organs so that others can have a second chance at life." I said, "You're a nurse?" I thought nurses were medical scrubs. And she said, "Well, I'm a nurse in an office, and so I wear these clothes. But nurses can do anything. They aren't just limited to medical scrubs." And I said, "Well, are they allowed to cry?" And she started crying all the more, but what I saw was a beautiful, professional woman that was so moved by my situation and the work that she was doing, and every tear that fell from her eyes honored me in a way I will never be able to express. That was also the day that I changed my major from MD to RN. I've been a nurse now for well over a decade, and I've spent the majority of my career in the NICU. And last year, I started my job as an organ recovery nurse. Yep, just like Deb. And I have realized that the CBC really is important when caring for the littlest of patients that can't talk and tell you how they feel, or intubated adults who can't tell you also how they feel. And although I realized that the CBC doesn't hold all of the secrets of the universe, I know the one who does, and he created me to be a nurse. Thank you.